Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Ellis Williams, and you're listening to a special Headlines edition of the Orange and Brown Talk podcast. Here's the latest happening with the Cleveland Browns. Baker Mayfield has never been one to really filter between his brain and his mouth. He has sparred with Cliff Kingsbury, Colin Cowherd, Rex Ryan, among others. But that mouth that has roared so passionately has fallen mostly silent this offseason as he gears up to rebound from his poor 2019 season. Baker Mayfield on Wednesday said in a Zoom call with Browns media, quote, "I have a different approach this year. I think everybody who's been interviewed on our team has hit the nail on the head over and over about it's time to work. It's time to do our thing instead of talking about it. This is the first media thing I've done just because there's no need to be talking about it. It's just time to go do it. Right now, it's kind of moving in silence, which is fine with me." Mayfield had changed his tune to match that of first-year head coach Kevin Stefanski, who's asking all of his players to let the performance do the talking. Of course, last season, the talent-loaded Browns talked a big game before falling to 6-10. Mayfield tumbled last year, of course, posting 21 interceptions and a quarterback rating of 78.8 and a completion percentage of just 59.4. During this offseason, Mayfield has been getting back to the fundamentals while focusing on switching his left foot forward out of shotgun as Alex Van Pelt, the offensive coordinator, is trying to switch up Baker's footwork to clean up his throws and his presence in the pocket. During the virtual offseason program, Mayfield also took it upon himself to host teammates for a throwing session in his hometown of Austin, Texas last week. Mayfield said, quote, "It felt really good, I will be honest. We didn't have everyone. We didn't want to bring some of the younger guys down to overwhelm them because we're not through all our installs yet. We wanted them to still feel like they're getting used to it. We had 9 guys here. It felt really good to get around them, to start speaking the terminology, and for some of these guys to just be around each other." Some of the teammates that attended included Austin Hooper, David Njoku, Rashard Higgins, and Damian Ratley. "That was big time for Hooper," Mayfield said, "just to be down there with all the guys." The Browns are still interested in Jadeveon Clowney, a source tells Cleveland.com. But a report says he's balked at their offer. The source said Clowney is currently weighing his options, but ESPN's Adam Schefter said that Clowney is reluctant to accept despite it being higher than anyone else's. He said, quote, "I think they've been the most aggressive team with him financially. I just think he has balked at going to Cleveland for whatever reason. I think he's been hesitant to go because of he isn't sure he wants to be there. It's the richest offer on the table, and he hasn't taken it. Why is that? I don't know. Is that not wanting to be in the city? Is it a lack of belief in the organization?" Schefter said. "I don't know what it is. There's no doubt that Cleveland has offered the most money to date. For whatever reason, he has not been willing to take it so far. That doesn't mean that it couldn't change, but it hasn't changed just yet." In other news around the league, the NFL's virtual offseason program was extended 2 weeks to mid-June, meaning the league hopes coaches can return next week. Also, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell hopes to get players back at the facilities before the offseason programs end. Lastly, the league did not approve an amended rule change that would supplant the onside kick rule and instead allow teams to go for it on a 4th-and-15 one-try situation from their own 25-yard line. It's the second year in a row the onside kick has been amended but not changed. For now, those talks are tabled. That's the latest going on with the Cleveland Browns. I'm Ellis Williams. Don't forget to check out the Orange and Brown Talk podcast featuring myself, Mary Kay Cabot, Scott Pasco, and Dan Lobby on your favorite podcast catcher or at cleveland.com/podcast.